We are talking about a maximum leader, an authoritarian. We've never had anything like this in our history. And the question is, are we going to elect a president of the United States who is a thuggish maximum leader who operates in total contradiction, disrespect, and disdain for our history and our constitutional traditions?
But Carl,
and many Republicans have been the first to recognize this.
But many Republicans are also ignoring and mitigating these qualities you're pointing out as your opinion of Donald Trump because of what they believe about Hillary Clinton. And this Inspector General report, while from the left you'll say, well, the Inspector General said the emails, nothing illegal, no laws were broken. On the other side, a lot of people who are looking for an alternative to her say it shows everything they want. Let's put up the findings in the IG report, that the idea that she asked for permission for this is sketchy at best, that the personal server made it different, you know, than anything that had been done
before. Let's cut to the chase. She's lied about this. There's no question about it. Whether you quote me, you quote Chuck Todd on MSNBC or Andrea Mitchell, she has. And it's an awful thing. And at the same time, you got to ask about Donald Trump's lying. Who is the bigger liar here? But the real question is about what kind of president do we have? A president in the tradition of our constitutional principles in this country, which any of the Democratic nominees, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, represent. There are independent candidates who represent that. But the question of Donald Trump is the underlying question in our history in this election, and that's what it's going to be decided on, I believe.